So I'd better talk to Obadiah.
Hello. My name's Obadiah. How are you today?
Well, Obadiah, Poppy has just sort of managed to get me into a false hype, but in truth, and I told this to Spike, I am having a bloody rough time.
Totally natural. That's the way it should be. But to expect more is to expect to be hurt.
Well, yes, I do expect to be hurt.
Well, that's a realistic view of the world. I think if you expect too much, you'll never attain it.
See, I mean, how do I put it? There are times, most of the time, things go on around you and, they may hit you, but they sort of stay outside you. But this doesn't stay outside. This is like suddenly realizing that you're vulnerable. It can get inside. It can destroy you. And the pain I had with this shingles stuff, it's not just the pain, it was pain with the implication that there was something really badly wrong inside. And going through, weeks of that, and the medics just shrug it off. They don't look, they assume that it's all, just the shingles. But it feels as if there's something, deep in your gut that is just horribly wrong. And being worn like that, oh, gee, I just, oh, I can't describe it.
No, it's often difficult to describe the worst things, the things that life can be, do to you.
And then, you see, when I, as I'm getting better, I run out of energy. And so, I go and do something, that I can manage. And then I realize I've been sitting for a half an hour at the computer doing something that's, it's not really very productive. And I start to think, I'm losing it. I can't control myself anymore. I'm just, dissolving into a mush. And that's frightening. The feeling that you'll never get back the ability to say, right, I have to do this and go and do it. That's frightening.
Well, the world is a frightening place. We tend to be in a world that will give you no favors.
Yeah. See, I think intellectually we get that very wrong, that we think that we should be in a happy state. But actually, I don't think being fully human is occupying one part of the emotion spectrum. I think you have to go through really unpleasant experiences to discover who you are and what you're capable of. It's not a nice thing. People like to pretend it's not like that. But it's the old sort of rite of passage thing that, you only really become human when you have been through really nasty things.
Much of the best art in the world comes from depression and being down and bad experiences.
Yeah. No, I mean,
That can't.
I think a lot of my favorite art is really very, very dark. There's a I mean, the Gaelic for my name is Ruairí, and one of my favorite tunes of all time is Lament for Rory Moore. And okay, it wasn't me, but it was one of the sort of famous patrons of the art in 18th century Scotland. And when he died, the pipers lost their patronage and protection. And there was this wonderful lament, Toc or Mo Feeb, which was written for Rory Moore. And I used to play that, and that made me cry. I just sat down and wept, because it was such a deep... It's not just a great lament, it's about me, you know. It's a strange, strange thing.
It's the only rational way to look at the world.
Yeah.
What else do
I think?
What else do you think is dark and depressing?
Well, I think the world generally is in a pretty dark and depressing state.
I think you're right.
I mean, they call this credit crunch, but it's really the end of an era. The system of the world is broke. We have 4.5 billion people on the planet, and they're only able to stay alive because we have these incredibly artificial, brittle systems. It is easy to imagine 3 billion of them dying in the next century. Horrific that I mean, that, you know, we talk about global warming glibly, but if it warms the tundra in Siberia, releases that methane, then we go up, you know, to a level where you will need protection to survive anywhere. Most of humanity doesn't have that. Most life doesn't have it. The bloody place could become a fireball. I just don't think people have a clue how bad that could get.
Just relentless suffering. And it's only going to get worse.
No, it isn't. We're stopping.